Okay, internet. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea. And I'm here with another word. This is actually part two for those of you who are on my social media, for those of you who are listening to me via video. This is part two of a video I just recorded that I will be uploading. But hey, girl, how are you? So this is part two, basically, and I'm just gonna, you know, dive right in. I'm not gonna wait for nobody to get on this live. You know, it is what it is. If you hear, you hear, you get the word, you get the word. Okay, period. So basically, the Lord has been calling us to heal. Okay. He's been calling us to not only heal, but to come back to him, okay? To come back home, to our homeland, his original plan for our lives. Before we took the detour, before we got into that toxic relationship, before we went over here, he's calling us back over here where he is, right? So he's been calling us to heal. He wants us to heal from all of that emotional damage that we put ourselves through and that we've endured thus far. He wants to cleanse us and restore us from all of that just to get us back over here, right? To home, the promised land, his original plan and purpose for our lives, right? So yesterday morning at 3:15 a.m., and I'm reading from my laptop, he gave me another word, right? And it's basically, he basically said, plant the seed. Okay, I'm getting somewhere here. Okay, plant the seed. So his words were, his words were, heal kingdom leaders. God needs us to heal. Whether you are a business owner, speaker, mother, father, daughter, sister, brother, coworker, wherever leadership position that you are in, all of us are called to lead in some way, some form, or some fashion, right? So he's calling us to lead, but he's calling us to be healed as we are leading, right? Because there's a generation behind us. There's a whole group of people that are watching us. People that pretend that they not watching you, they really watching you. People that are pretending that they don't listen to your podcast, they really listening, sis, bro. People that have given you encouragement along the way, right? People that have sowed a seed, people that have encouraged you, whatever the case may be, you are leading somebody somewhere. And God is literally making sure that we are healed enough to lead those people, to help lead those people where they need to go. Okay, so he's saying plant the seed. He started speaking to me. He said he's coming to heal and he's sending a prophet to do it. They will travel the world and release healing into the souls of Christ. They will be men and women. Okay, he's releasing them, your help. These prophets, these people that God is sending, they are going to help you heal. They are going to be your destiny helpers. They are going to help you get back in alignment. Oh, my God. So one in particular is me. And, you know, this is what he's saying, because I'm like, Lord, who? Why? Who? Oh, all right, whatever. So one in particular is me. And he started telling me, reminding me about Ezekiel, when God called Ezekiel to a nation that was going to be very, very rebellious. Okay. And he sent the prophet. He sent a prophet. Look, that's all we need to say. That's all we need to, you know. No. He said, this nation is going to be filled with gawkers and disbelievers. So I'm like, God, what is a gawker? Is that even a word? He said, and I looked up the definition. It said a gawker is a person who stares openly at someone or something. So if you've been following my ministry, a couple of months ago, I did a word that said your big announcement. Basically, God has been preparing some people for influence, right? So you're about to have influence in your home, at your job, in your business, social media, wherever it is. If you're a kingdom entrepreneur, if you're a kingdom vessel of God, if he's using you in some way, form, shape, or capacity, look, your big announcement is about to come back around, okay? That message is literally coming back around as we speak, okay? So when this big announcement comes, people are going to stop and stare and wonder, who is this person? Who are they? They're literally going to be, who is that? I didn't know Lil Ray Ray was a prophet of God. Oh, I didn't know that this person believed in the Lord. Oh, I didn't know that this person had gotten themselves together after that divorce. I didn't know, like, your family, your friends, people that think that they know you, people that are familiar with the old you, those are going to be the gawkers. People that are going to be like staring in disbelief. Okay. Whew. Anyway, so basically, God is calling you to plant the seed. What you do now will benefit you later on. Some of y'all don't even understand why you're going through these emotions. You don't understand why you're being led to do certain things. You don't understand why your assignment keeps changing. God, why does it feel like every single time I get comfortable in a place? Why every time I get to a place of thinking that I know the full story, thinking that I know exactly what it is that you want me to do in this season, why does it feel like it keeps shifting? Why does it feel like it keeps changing, right? And God is literally saying, like, you're going to a new level. That's why. You're going to a new level of influence, a new level of prosperity, a new level of impact. That's why you keep changing. See, some of us want to be so comfortable. We don't want to let go of our comfort zones. We want to be in our comfort zone. We want to, oh, okay, this is the thing. Let me go ahead and do this. Oh, this is, oh yeah, God, I got you. Oh yeah, let me just go ahead and this is it. This is my career. This is the relationship. And then things start shifting and things start changing. And you're like, God, what is happening? He said, I'm trying to get you out of your comfort zone. It's time to work. Whatever he says, do. Whenever. It don't matter when. It's not about you. Okay? It's not about you. It's not about your preference. God is literally saying, I keep shifting and I keep showing you because there's more to you. There's more to the influence. It's bigger than you think. I literally just released another word. It's bigger. It's called It's Bigger Than You Think on my podcast, like 2 weeks ago. Okay. So the next part of the word is he's calling us to heal. It's not just for us. God doesn't want to just heal us for us. He wants to heal us for other people, the people that we're going to lead, right? Our children. Our spouses, like, it's going to be some form of leadership that you're going to have to take, right? So he's calling us to heal. It's for everyone connected to you. Some of your families never had a leader before. Everyone just did what they thought was right. He's calling you to lead because you have what it takes, okay? He placed the gift to lead on the inside of you. We literally just talked about our spiritual gifts, knowing your gifts. I did a masterclass, a 2-day masterclass about knowing your gifts, right? And one of the gifts in the Bible is to lead. Oh, okay. So it's coming around, right? Okay, so cool. So that's why some of your assignments keep changing, right? Because God is shifting you. He's shifting you to a new level. He's giving you more responsibility. He's literally giving you glimpses of what the thing is. This ain't the thing. It's part of the thing. It's a piece of the thing. The thing is over here. And the more you get comfortable over here, you're going to miss. You're going to delay. You're going to literally get comfortable in your comfort zone. You're going to keep getting in your comfort zone thinking that, oh, this is it. Oh, this must be what God has for me. No, the thing ain't the thing, sis. It ain't what you think. Okay? It's bigger than that. Okay. So that's why your assignment keeps shifting. That's why it feels like your momentum keeps slowing down and switching up. Right. So that was yesterday morning that he gave me that word, that part of the word. He's literally helping you to plant the seeds, to get the cultivation process started. Okay, so it's not strange that he's telling you to focus on this. It's not strange that he's telling you, okay, stop doing that, do this. Okay, take your attention off of that. You done started the business. Okay, now I want you to switch and shift and come over here and learn this. Because all of these things that you're doing, it's pieces to the puzzle. It's pieces to the puzzle. One day you got your hand in this and you're cultivating that seed. But then God will draw you back and tell you to go, okay, time to cultivate this seed. Right? So it's all cultivation. It's getting the process started. It's literally, he's literally helping you plant the seeds in different areas. I'm sorry. I'm seeing it, right? Like, you're literally planting seeds in different areas so that when them trees begin to sprout, so when them trees begin to sprout, your harvest is going to be bigger than you thought. That's called multiple streams of income. That's called legacy. That's called abundance. That's called exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever think or imagine. That's why he got your hand in this. He got your hand in that. He telling you to work on this. He telling you to work on that. It's all gonna come together. Why? Because the Lord makes all things. I'm sorry. Because all things work together, right? So all of your gifts are gonna work together. This ain't in my notes. All of your gifts are gonna work together. All of your businesses are going to work together. All of your relationships are going to work together. So don't be afraid of shifting. Don't doubt when your assignment changes, because it's a part of the bigger picture. It's a part of the original plan that God had for your life, right? So this morning, a part of this word, and literally this is a word from the last 3 years that he put all together, right? So this last part, he says, you will rejoice. Once you've healed and are restored, once you have completed the temple, remember in part one that I'm going to upload a little later, part one is talking about rebuilding the temple. And I interpret the temple to be you, your body. According to 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. For God bought you with a high price. So you must honor your God with your body. So he's literally calling us to rebuild the temple. Man, these relationships, the detours that we took were literally, it broke us down. It shattered us, right? And he's literally calling us to a season of rebuilding your heart, rebuilding your mind, rebuilding your emotions, rebuilding you and placing you on a firm foundation so you don't break again. So you don't ever get back to that point where you're just shattered, right? So he's literally calling you to heal. And he says, once you have healed, once you have completed rebuilding the temple, your body, right? Your mind, your heart, you will rejoice. Some of y'all need to look up the word rejoice, okay? Once you let that pain go, once you become fully about your Father's business, once you stop thinking that your worth is in what you do, after you stop thinking that the thing is the thing, after you get over the disappointments, after you get over the discouragement, you will rejoice. Okay? You will no longer be worried about your limitations, because you will find and see that God is the ultimate resource. Once you get over your insecurities, you will start to know God as a loving Father who truly loves you no matter what you look like, no matter what you've thought of yourself in the past. I'm reading from my laptop, y'all. So then I'm getting somewhere here, you all. So then God brought me to Psalms 126, verse 6. It says, they weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. Planting the seed is going to require some tears. Okay? Planting the seed is going to require some lonely nights. Planting the seed is going to require some type of disappointment. It's going to require some type of heartbreak. It's going to require some type of injustice. But it says, but, meaning you don't have to stay there. Meaning there is redemption. Meaning there's more to the story, right? But they sing as they return with the harvest. Y'all, I'm sitting up here like, oh, Lord, what are you? I'm sorry. So in Psalms 126, verse 6, I went and got some context to what that specific verse was saying. And it says, God's ability to restore life is beyond our understanding. Forests burn down and are able to grow back. Broken bones heal. Even grief is not a permanent condition. So y'all have lost some things. You've been grieving that relationship God told you to get out of. You've been grieving that thing. You've been grieving the fact that Valentine's Day is on the way. God, I'm still not married. God, I'm still in this place of brokenness. You've been grieving, right? You've lost some things along the way of planting these seeds. Okay? Our tears can be seeds that will grow into a harvest of joy when we plant them in trust of God's sovereign plan. This is good. Look, I don't know about y'all. Look, this is good, okay? It says, God can always bring good out of tragedy when burdened by sorrow. Know that your times of grief will end and that you will again find joy. Patient waiting seems, patiently waiting seems difficult, but God's great harvest of joy is coming. Okay? My God. So cry. Your tears are seeds. Your tears are seeds. You are literally, it says they weep as they go to plant their seed. God is telling you to plant the seed. He's telling you to plant the seed of encouragement, plant the seed of confidence, plant the seed of hope, plant the seed of forgiveness. Plant the seed. It's hard. It's hard to forgive. You're going to cry in the process. It's hard to have hope for something when you don't see it coming right away. It's hard to worship. It's hard to pray. But God said, keep planting those seeds. Your tears are the seed. Keep planting them. Come on, keep doing it. Keep going. Keep pressing, right? It said, prepare yourself for rejoicing. Even if you got to cry your way all the way into the promised land. Period. Don't matter how long it takes. What route you gotta go? Cry. Get it out. Release those tears because they are being counted as seeds that will grow into a harvest of joy. Now, all of this brought me to my last point, which is my last scripture, Isaiah 61 and 3. It says, to all who mourn in Israel, He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. So, look, not only does the Lord want you to heal, but he wants you to plant the seed along the way. Every time you cry, every time you get that frustration, every time you get that bitterness out, every time you get that rejection out, every time you get that unforgiveness out, anytime the memories come back, cry. But keep going. Keep doing it. Keep healing, because you're leading somebody. You are leading the way. You are being called to come back home to God, his original plan for you. I know the relationship was hard. I went through one myself. I know it was hard. I know it's hard to forgive. I know it's hard to forgive that one person, that one man. I know it. But cry them tears, plant them seeds, keep going. God literally wants you to be restored. Like, he literally just gave us the strategy. Period. So I say all of that to really say, God has been placing this new challenge on my heart. I don't even know what the name of it is going to be, but it's literally a step-by-step strategy. It's like a journey, a process of healing, going from this to that, right? And if you were here earlier for the other part of the word, literally said, God is sending prophets to encourage you to complete the temple, to complete rebuilding the temple, okay? And he said, I'm one of them. So if you're connected to this ministry, if you're connected to my podcast, if you're connected to my YouTube, if you're connected to social media, whatever I've been doing, look, it's time to heal. Let me confirm what God has already been speaking to you about healing, okay? It's time. It's time. So if you want to be a part of the challenge, please just sign up. Go to, I'm going to put it in my description. I'm on Instagram right now. I just did a video that I have to upload for YouTube, but I'm going to put the link in my bio right after this session. And this was a session, right? Wasn't this like a, this was like a strategy session, huh? This was a strategy session. Like, I literally just gave y'all a whole how-to of what you need to be doing and what you need to be focusing on next. So I'm gonna put the link in my bio for you all to sign up for the wait list. It's gonna be a wait list. Like I said, I don't know when it's gonna be released. I don't know when God is going to release me to do it. But as soon as he does, he got me working on it behind the scenes now. But as soon as he does, look, we getting healed. It's time to come back home. The original plan. Before the detour, before the heartbreak, before the disappointment, before the unnecessary drama and trauma that you have to heal from. Right? So I love you all. Make sure you all stay connected. I'm going to post this video on my social media platforms. I'm going to leave it up for you all to watch the replay and sign up. Please sign up for it. Give me a few minutes to do that. But yeah, I love you all and take care.